Today there are 6 billion people on Earth. By the year 2050, there may be 12.5 billion. This is a lot of people to feed. Can farmers all over the world provide enough food for everyone? The answer is yes, but one way to produce more food is by growing stronger plants. For thousands of years, farmers have made plants better. Every season, they pick the best plants for the next season. It works very slowly. Since 1983, scientists have been able to change plants more quickly by changing their genetic material. Food from plants grown in this way are called genetically modified foods, or GM foods. By changing the genetic material of a plant, it is possible to make new plants. They make plants which are strong against plant diseases. They can also help in human diseases. A kind of rice is being prepared, for example, which stops people from becoming blind. GM plants are not natural. No one knows how good or bad they are. In one experiment, genetic material from snowdrops was put into a potato plant to help the plant fight disease. The potatoes were then fed to rats. The rats became ill. But were they ill because of the experiment? No one was sure. There is another problem. The weather and climate can change. In Russia, in 1972, the wheat failed during a winter that was very cold. In 1975, Indonesian farmers lost all their rice from a new disease. GM foods are not built to live through these kinds of changes.